Nancy, please present yourself to our listeners.
My name is Nancy Cruz. I'm 34. Even if people don't give me a 34. I've been a student of film for the last 3 years. In the past, I did a lot of different things. I used to be part of events, an events organizer, mostly attached to conventions and all the kind of events. And then as well, can't be of origin. Originally, I'm from Portugal. I did born in Lisbon, but I grew up in Spain for 20 years. So basically, half and a half. And so far right now, after being a student, I'm more engaged with film. I'm a filmmaker, a producer mostly, and a videographer as well.
Okay. How did you become a science fiction fan?
Well, as a science fiction fan, since I was a very, very, very like young age. I think I was 6 years old when I started to become really a science fiction fan. It was with Star Wars. So basically, I think as many. I still remember it because my parents used to have this like a very 90s, 80s box television, very tiny in the living room. And one day, basically, you know, it came in television, that flashy things about films and Star Wars. And I was kind of obsessed with things in space. I think I did so previously to Star Wars, some of the things. But I guess how I did really basically get more in terms of memory was when I started to become like with Star Wars, because actually I did ask my parents back at the time how to record in VHS on the recorder. So I was like, yeah, I want to see it, even I couldn't stay longer at night so I could see the next day. So that was how it started. And then along the years, with different kind of films, I think Odyssey 20,000. Many different kind of films, but I guess like during my teens towards now is when I started to develop much more interest to science fiction. Well, my mom as well quite introduced me to Julie Verne books when I was a kid as well. So I guess it was a bit of everything.
Did you participate at science fiction convention somewhere?
Probably a long time ago. I don't remember exactly. I think before I came to England, in some of the conventions previously, yes, actually Smallville was one of the conventions I did back at the time. And it was mostly science fiction, but as well with supernatural stuff. Back at the time, I remember I became a fan of TV shows that it was mostly about science fiction, but as well a lot about fantasy and stuff like that. So it was a bit of everything, but not recently. I had disattached myself from the conventions long time ago. When I stopped being part of the event, events and conventions for a while, I didn't want to be part of that for separate reasons of what it was, you know, what I really like. I still like science fiction and everything. But I think there's two different worlds in terms of like what is the craft, what is the, you know, this world, and what is conventions and events. It's two different things.
You are on holiday in Rotterdam, where you have visited the exhibition Science Fiction: A Journey into the Unknown.
Yeah.
How did you find about the exhibition?
A friend of mine that lives there, she's from Taiwan, and I met her during the film festival in January. I was part of the volunteering of Rotterdam Film Festival. So I did friends there, and basically I came back there because I was checking some masters at the Erasmus University. So meanwhile, I spent a few days there, and she said, oh, we should come to the Constel Museum because there's few exhibitions there. And I said, okay, why not? That will be good. And then I saw those big things on some of the streets in Rotterdam. So like, oh, they have as well. They're going to have a science fiction exhibition. The good thing is like they started precisely previously like that same month and week when I was there. So we just took the ticket, and previously to that one we saw a contemporary exhibition, and then we went through the science fiction one.
How big was the exhibition?
It was quite big, actually. So basically the whole museum is divided by different sections, and I think it has around four or five floors. And basically, when we started with the contemporary exhibition of different artists and, you know, abstract things, and then we went through a few corridors to pass through the science fiction exhibition. It took us probably like an extra 45 minutes to watch it. It depends on how much time you want to stay there, to be honest. It could take a bit more than 45 minutes. My friend was a bit in a rush, to be honest, but we managed very well for the extra hour. I personally love it. I thought that actually it wasn't going to be like a big deal, because sometimes, you know, exhibitions about science fiction can be just half of the culture or what it was, but it was massive. And the same moment I just went through the first door, there was this kind of screens and some vitrines with the books about Lovecraft, Jules Verne, all like the base of the books of science fiction. And then it was just screening some clips of films like Jurassic Park and many others. So it was amazing. I really liked it. And then, you know, through the whole tour, it was quite a while. It is very complete, in my opinion.
You said that in the science fiction exhibition, they had some books, some projections of films.
Yeah.
And what other?
They had props, original props, like from Aliens, the helmets, some of the maquettes as well, of like, you know, the original things that, you know, they do for the films. They have most of the props, some costumes as well, most of the costumes. They have as well, like, the scripts for that, some of the draws they do in terms of, you know, to normally before they start the production of the films and stuff like that. There's a lot of different things. There was very complete. And there as well, explanations about NASA and the films that were inspired about NASA, and let's talk about like 50s and the 60s, you know, with Apollo and after Apollo, you know, all these kind of things that I think it was pre-time regarding, for example, space. And then it was things about as well Lovecraft in another way, which I personally love it. There was as well Edgar Allan Poe. There was a diverse show in what they had there. They have as well some photos, which I will send it to you as well later on today in an email. In some of the places as well, kids or people can play a bit with some things there. But it was really interesting. They have a really good presentation.
Did they have interactive multimedia?
Yes, they did have it. They had few interactive multimedias regarding some films and some explanations about some authors or the investigation about when a certain film. It could be like Odyssey, it could be Jules Verne, it could be as well Lovecraft. There were some other films from that were not so popular during the 50s and the 60s that basically, you know, was previews to the whole madness on the 70s about science fiction. And they have some interactive videos. And as well, there is this station they had Alpha Way on the exhibition, where it's like a proper NASA station thing, so people can stay, like, can sit there and practice a bit, like faking it. So it was really fun.
What exhibit reminded you of a science fiction novel or a science fiction film that you enjoyed early when you had first discovered the science fiction genre?
I think Jules Verne, it probably is like the first, because I was very probably like, I remember previously to what was Star Wars, I guess. Because I used to read some books, and I used to, even when kids were, when you were like there back at the time, there was like cartoons about the stories of Jules Verne. So basically that it was one of the things in terms of like the maquettes about, you know, what he was drawing in these books, and, you know, those fantastic art machines that basically you think, oh, that looks like, you know, something from Da Vinci, basically.
Yes.
And it was just like, oh, you know, that's amazing. You know, that's a kind of a connection between what Da Vinci used to do and Jules Verne. So that was really amazing. But then passed through, you know, Aliens. I was speechless about the whole thing about spaceships, all the different kind of spaceships from different shows and films. It was Stargate, Battlestar Galactica, which is amazing. As I mentioned, Alien and other previous ones that probably they're not so known, because there was like, you know, previously on the 50s, and they were like very, you know, they managed pretty well to do that, and it was impressive. As well, the costumes they had, there was a room with different kind of costumes like displayed on the front. There was just like different kind of like spaceship costumes from, I think, different films, and it was really good, really good.
What exhibit impressed you most?
I think from the different rooms of the same exhibition, I think there was one, I think it was the third room where you enter after, I think it was after the costumes. There was one part of the section of the exhibition when they are talking about Odyssey and the behind the scenes of this film and how they did it back at the time, connections about it. They're having like posters, but in terms of graphics of what, you know, I think the designs and everything, explanations about specific explanations like behind the scenes and stuff that probably they're not stealing, not yet in DVDs at all. But it was specific about that film. I think there was other part as well that they were doing about as well, Jurassic Park 2. So I think that part, it was very, very interesting because of this, how the space was planned. Because on very top, they had, like, you could see those big screens. You were screening the whole films and the explanation of that. So I really liked it because it was very spacious. It looked like you were getting into, like, the unknown, exactly. So it was really good.
Did they have any printed catalog?
Yes, they had the printed catalogs they had. It was just these two that I have with me, basically. They have this one here. That's the one where I have the whole information. This is one of the examples of the costumes that were there. And they had as well a few masks, the real ones from Ex Machina.
Yes,
nice. Yeah. There was actually the last part of the, in the last part of the tour, towards the end, they had this other, I think that's the second one actually that I really liked, because they have the whole kind of different kind of objects and things, and as well this thing about Ex Machina there. So it was really impressive because everyone was concentrated watching the whole display there. But yeah, they had this kind of information, which was very, very helpful, actually.
Did they have a shop for memorabilia?
Yep, they do. Towards the very end, when you get out, they have a massive shop with a lot of different things from like books, cards, games, everything. They have t-shirts, they have mugs, they have posters, they have two posters that I saw. I think I took the pictures. I don't know. There was two posters from Doctor Who, and I know one for like one good friend of mine, Daria, actually.
Yes.
She's a super fan of it, and sometimes we talk about it. I'm just like, oh, she will love this. So yeah, it was really nice.
What was your general impression of the exhibition?
I think it was really like put together in terms of like whoever did the research and the curation for this exhibition, it was really well made and precise. Because sometimes, I guess, you know, to collect everything about science fiction, because science fiction is not only about, you know, space and spaceships, you know, right now it goes towards different kind of other genres, you know, like dinosaurs and, you know, like the whole thing about traveling between time. You know, there's different concepts, like, you know, like robots. So basically there's different concepts about it. And they managed to put together all those concepts in the exhibition very well. And I think it's impressive how, you know, how they did manage. I wasn't expecting that much, to be honest. But then when I got out, I was just like, oh, that's really impressive. So, yeah, I liked it.
Please send a message to the Romanian science fiction fans.
I don't know much in things in Romanian. I need still learn words, but well, from UK and from, you know, a person around the world, I hope so that you guys enjoyed. If anyone, you know, has the opportunity to go to Netherlands or traveling to go to see Amsterdam as a tourist, I'll definitely recommend a lot of people to pop by Rotterdam because it's a magnificent city. It's a beautiful city. Very open, and they have a lot of different exhibitions there. Precisely this one that I think is going to be there until June. And also, if anyone as well loves street art, for example, I will definitely recommend to just go around the streets there, because there's a lot of people in terms of creativity, artists that, you know, they just from nothing, literally they become something. And there's a lot of people like loves comics, a lot of stuff. So it's a very, very nice culture. So yeah, just try to search more people around the world that love it. It's good.
Thank you very much, Nancy.
You're welcome.